Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, Blog Talk. This is Prophet David Howard Jr., also known as the Truth Blaster. I wanted to go into a little more of this content concerning what does the Most High think of the things that are going on? And I didn't really get into it, but we're going to get a little deeper into this today. What does the Most High think of what's going on? The Black Lives Matter movement. Then you have some people saying all lives matter. Then you have black people getting mad at the people who say all lives matter, saying it's racist. Then you got people who don't want to accomplish nothing in life saying that this person is racist and that person is racist. And then you got the people who think they've accomplished everything in life saying that this person is this, that person is that. But we're going to get into this George Floyd and this police brutality a little more. We're going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus. And is there any parallels to the coronavirus in scripture? We're going to get into it today. I left off talking about how you got all these people that's trying to rise up and lead protests, but they haven't made their peace with God. Some of them don't even believe in God. So who's actually inspiring them to do what they're doing? That's the question. And I talked a little bit about how when the blind leads the blind, they both fall into a ditch, y'all. You see, you got to have that unction. You got to have that perception. You got to be able to perceive who you should listen to and who you should not listen to. And there's people out there that they got people that they grew up with that the Most High is using, the Most High is showing His truth and speaking through them. But they're too stuck on how that person was as a kid. So they can't learn. They can't be edified. They listening to thugs who trying to lead protests who need to be somewhere learning themselves. You can't lead. You don't believe in God, how you going to lead somebody? And I'm not saying you got to be a church preacher, but you got to be connected to the Most High. And like I talked about how people think that God is just this nice guy in the sky. Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed to man once to die, but after this, the judgment. The judgment comes after you die. You ain't going to make nobody go to heaven by wearing a rest in peace or an RIH shirt. They're going to make or break themselves. And then here's what's funny. And I told you, you're going to get into the mind. I'm not saying I am not God. I'm not perfect. But I know how He thinks on these matters. So let's begin. Number one thing I want to talk about. Rap music is not black culture. Let me say it again. Rap music is not black culture. We don't have culture. We're too busy fighting against each other. We're too busy jockeying for who's going to be the leader instead of letting God choose who leads. So we start embracing the easy stuff, stuff we could taste and touch and hear, and stuff we think we understand, like rap music. But rap music ain't black culture. Neither is rock music white culture. These are distractions set up by the satans of darkness to cause you to lose the everlasting kingdom of peace. See, a lot of y'all even try to get over on God himself. And I know all about this here because, again, for those of you who don't know, I'm sure all of you, most of you who listen, who follow, do. I work in a detention center. So I know how all about the manipulation game. And some of these same people, some of these very people even try to manipulate God himself, the everlasting, all-knowing God. They think that they could use manipulation against him. And why? Because their end-all, be-all is Satan. And Satan tried to tempt the Messiah himself. All these things I give you if you fall down and worship me. If you're the Son of God, command these stones to be bread. Trying to get him to prove himself. But a Son of God is not going to be proven by numbers and mere miracles. He's going to be proven by the very light of the Most High God shining on his life. So again, rap music, not black culture. Rock music, not white culture. These are distractions. Just like sports, they can be used as entertainment, but the meaning, the true central meaning for their purpose is to distract. To distract you from learning about God, from seeking God, from knowing God. And to distract me. And like I said, they set up by the Satans of darkness to cause you to lose the everlasting kingdom of peace. The Most High has no problem with sports. Here's what you don't realize. When it comes to the creation and the things that were created in this world, all of those things were going to be created anyways. The positive things. Now, I'm not talking about the evil inventions. I'm talking about the positive things. Like sports was going to be created anyways. But now it's used as a distraction tool. And it's used to make the Most High jealous. Because the book of Revelation, which we're going to go to in a little while, says, at least idolaters of those who will have their part in the lake of fire. And the Most High wants you to know that he doesn't want anybody to be lost, but some of you are causing yourselves to be lost because you're leaning on each other's understanding, you're leaning on arrogance, you're leaning on narcissism, and you're not learning what you need to learn. You're not making your peace with him. And therefore, as it stands today, many of you will pay the price and lose your souls. So stop trying to use this George Floyd stuff as a mean. Some of y'all is just racist. You just want to come at white people out of jealousy. And some of you white people, you just don't like the freedoms that we have as black people. You think we should be slaves. You think you should have free reigns to lynch us. Because there's evil people on the white side and the black side. And all you Hebrew Israelites lying to these people, telling them there are only black people going to heaven. I already know where that teaching comes from. Come from the devil. Your dreadlocks mean nothing. Some of y'all with them locks fornicate over and over and over again. You're fornicators. You having oral sex, you having anal sex, you on drugs, you popping pills. I will never have dreads again. I used to have locks myself, but when I see some of the guys that got them now, I will not link myself to them because it's not spiritual no more. They took the spirituality out of it. You do not represent, a lot of them don't represent nothing in pertaining to God. They won't read their Bible. They won't go to church. They won't pray. Some of these dudes won't pray unless they finna go to jail or in jail. And the women are promiscuous and sneaky and act just like Jezebel. The men and women alike are disrespectful, disloyal, thieves, and they try to blame Trump, some of them, for all their problems. Trump ain't even been president 2 terms. Some of y'all want to blame all y'all problems on him. You had problems before him. You was broke before he came in office, some of y'all. Let me give you an example. Let's talk numbers. The realistic number, the statistic says that we should be making $15,000 for every person or pet in our house. So this means, like, if you're married with 2 kids, you should be making $60,000 per year. Now you got something to strive for. While you putting those memes all over Facebook and Twitter about Trump, is your money right? Is your life right with God? Or are you a panhandler? The felon who don't make the effort to find a job. Or you got a job and you still horrible with money. You suck with money. You can't blame that on Trump. That's you. And if you able to work, but you not working, why are you protesting? Stop protesting. People be on Facebook talking about we as black people are being denied opportunities. This is the talk of atheists. You obviously do not believe in the Most High Creator God. You don't believe in his wisdom. You don't believe in his power. You don't believe. Some of you can't learn because you're the most intelligent non-researching person in the world. So you can't learn. You ain't researched nothing, but you know everything. Arguing your butt off. You know everything. I'm going to go to Numbers chapter 25, and I want to talk about this corona with this. I want to show you a parallel in the scripture. Listen to this. It says, and Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. Now, in this particular scripture, it's talking about the daughters of Moab. But I want to ask you something. Are you committing whoredoms with somebody? Because let's look at this. Israel is always symbolic for the children of God, for the children who are connected with God. Now watch this. This is Numbers 25. I know y'all don't like to hear preaching. That's a telltale sign right there. But that's a whole nother message. Let me tell you, let me enlighten you. Unless you repent and be born again according to God's way, God's standard, you, no matter how many rest in peace shirts they make for you, you're in trouble. So it says they began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab, and they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. People argue with you all day on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They got their own God. They got their own version. God that accepts gays, even though he said it was an abomination. God that lets you keep stealing, and then you in heaven with him. While all the rest of us fighting our way through earth, you, the thief, the atheist, are in heaven. The devil is a liar. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their God. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. See, this is happening every day in many different types of ways. And look at verse 3. It says, and Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. And the anger of the, in this scripture it says the Lord, but I always change the word Lord to Most High. It says, and the anger of the Most High was kindled against Israel. So for those of you who think God don't get mad at us, you better think again. That is the devil deceiving you. So stop questioning God and just do what he said. Do the best that you can.
God is this, and why even this happened to the babies, and if God is, no.
Do the best you can. And the Most High said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Most High against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Most High may be turned away from Israel. Verse 5, and Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one of his men that were joined unto Baal-Perah. Let me enlighten you on something. From the beginning of the book to the end of the book, if you think God is not violent, anybody that's teaching you that he is not violent is a false prophet. Do not play with him. Like they say, you can't beat him, so you might as well join him. So he told Moses to slay them. He sent he gave him the order to slay those people who were committing them whoredoms. Do you think he changed? No. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It don't make a difference if a preacher has one member or 1,000 members. Neither one of those preachers can change who God is and how he is. He is violent. He's going to bring judgment to people who commit those whoredoms, who commit those abominations. You better learn how to control your evil passions. We all got evil passions that need to be controlled. You can't beat them, join them. You don't join them, he gonna beat you. That's just the way it is. You say, I don't want to serve a God that's, I want a God that's gentle. You can't choose what God is. He can be gentle. Are you letting him be? Or are you trying to punk on him? You trying to treat him like he's weak? Like he don't have all power in his hand. Verse 6, it says, and behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his children a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And that's what we supposed to be doing. Y'all getting punked by the world. You trying to fit in with your brother who's an atheist. You supposed to be telling him, you against God, you against me. And let him make his choice. If he chooses to go against God, leave him alone. Stop trying to. Here's what happens, and this happened. This happens all the time. Happened to my wife. Happened to me sometimes. Happened to this person, that person. When you start trying to deal with people who the devil has in chains, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for trouble because you can't even barely call them a relative. When you get born again, when you get saved, when you get connected to God, if they not the same, like he said, he that is not with me is against me. That's what he said. So back to this particular, and we're running out of time. I got a lot I want to try to cover. We're going to just keep talking about this. So backtrack. Israel was committing whoredom with the daughters of Moab. Israel is always symbolic for the people of God. So when he found out they were doing it, he got mad at them. And he wants you to know that he does get mad at people, and that anybody that's telling you that he doesn't get upset over sin, God himself wants you to know that that person is telling you false and is probably a false prophet. So it talks about, it says, and when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation, took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through. Listen, he's not, in our generation, our day and age, he's not telling us to just go kill people for not doing right. But he said we should be killing them with this word. We should be piercing them through with this word. And if they still reject the word, let them do their thing.
You got to understand, as believers, it's not, we're not obligated to let these people punch on us and do all this. God wants you to know that too. You tell them the word and they try to fight, just make an effort to get away from around them. But if you can't, handle your business. Handle your business. And you believers, you should have guns and you should be learning fight techniques.
You say, well, I just don't.
Let me tell you something. From front to back, the Bible is full of violence. So if you think you're being like God, you ain't. I'm telling you now. You see what I'm reading? So let's kind of skip ahead. I got to get into, I'm going to show you something here. So basically, moving on in this Numbers chapter 25, the point I'm trying to make to you is that the Most High does get mad at us when we commit whoredoms, when we commit sins, if you will. He does get upset with us. And if you read, if you continue to read the book of Numbers, it talks about how he brought a plague upon them. He brought a plague upon them for their sins, basically. In verse 8 it says, so the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. Don't that sound like the coronavirus? So backtracking, just read it for yourself. When they began to commit their whoredoms, he sent the plague. Don't think that the Most High couldn't have stopped corona. He could have stopped corona, he just didn't want to. Because we got our set of whoredoms too. Right here, right now. You got all this fornicating going on. People stealing everything. They breaking their houses. They carjacking. They doing drugs. These pastors is making babies with people in their churches that they supposed to be teaching the word. Then you got these serial killers. You got all this filth and mess and whoredoms going on. Revelation 21 says, and again, we're going to talk a bit about how God himself is an alpha male. See, another problem why the world is like it is because of feminism. Beta males and feminists. See, because the alpha male, let me tell you something about God that you need to understand. God does not need your approval, and he does not need you or me or anybody else to be happy. He is alpha and omega. He's an alpha male. An alpha male does not care what you think. You'll spend all your time fighting the alpha male, trying to get down and under his skin and get in his head. You're wasting your time. Just understand who you're dealing with when you're dealing with an alpha. He's the first. In the alpha male's mind, he's first. Period. In verse 7, he said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, I will be his God, and he shall be my son. So you can protest police brutality. You can protest whether or not George Floyd or this person or that person was killed and murdered because of the police. The police going to be judged, and they're going to be judged too. So every step of our lives, we need to be making the right decision. We need to be accountable for our own actions. We need to bounce our actions off the scripture and off the books associated with the scripture, because as Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed to man once to die, and after this, the judgment.
Your mama can't change that. Your daddy can't change that. Your uncle can't change that. Can't nobody change that. That is the way it is. And God has a right to do what he wants with his own and his own creation. He said, but the fearful, who are the fearful? Who are the fearful? Those of y'all that, you know, you care what these people in this world think. You trying to follow the masses. You only protesting because they protest. You really don't care about people like that. You a news watcher. You repeat, some of y'all repeat verbatim what y'all hear on the news. And the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth fire with fire and brimstone. Protest that. Protest that. Are you an unbeliever? You shouldn't be watching CNN and all them news stations. You should be on your knees becoming a believer. Which is the second death. The second death is a forever death. And your saved daughter can't get you out of everlasting torment. So all of y'all trying to protest and make life so wonderful on this earth that you don't own. God owns this earth and he can do whatever he wants with what he was his own. And I'm just now, I apologize for whatever number this is. I apologize, I didn't even see you on hold. We actually weren't doing call-ins today, but you'll get your chance probably tomorrow or the next day to call in. I just want to talk a little bit about this. We're going to have a part three to this as well. So keep tuning in. To what does God really think about these things that are going on? Thanks for tuning in. You all have a wonderful night.